podcast is when you turn it off.
I like that intro. Let's go with that. So, hey, welcome, everybody. It is episode 21 of season 4 of the Nerdcast, and as we alluded last week, it is party time now that the podcast is old enough to drink. So we brought in a few special guests.
They're drinking for
I think
us.
I heard a toast heard back there. Clinks. There you go. Billy and Brandon and Jared from Billy and Brandon Watch Movies are joining us, and we have Tyler, Bob, Aaron, and myself in studio. I'm going to refer back to the nickname so BB and J get it. The nicknames. We're calling Billy, Brandon, and Jared BB and J. But Bob is our, I'm the movie maven, right? Is that right?
Yeah. I don't even know anymore.
Tyler, you're the book bimbo.
Sure, let's go with that.
Aaron is the Academy Award winning time traveling wizard.
I think we're over
like
that.
Cosplayer.
I thought she failed we're last week, though, because Ben Affleck did not win
I'm
best
more
actor.
Than a cosplayer. I'm a time traveling wizard. Thank you.
And then, as we said, Billy and Brandon and Jared are on the line as well. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen.
I like that. It was like
it was like a harmony.
I thought we were going to get like a barbershop trio.
I was trying, but Brandon
ruined everything.
Ruined everything.
Wait, we can
like
fix
everything,
it in post,
Brandon,
right?
We'll fix it in post. All right, so welcome to the show, guys. It's your first time. Well, I guess not technically your first time because we took the interviews from Indie PopCon last year and put them all together for an episode of the Nerdcast.
Yeah.
So this is your second time, at least some of y'all.
Hence the beer.
Oh, we're like on our way to John Goodman SNL
no
status.
Virtues.
Yes,
yeah. Repeat guests.
Yeah, what they got special blazers too, right? Didn't they when they hosted so many like five times on SNL?
They got like a gold jacket.
The five
jacket
club
gold jacket.
Like in Happy
Are you guys
Gilmore.
Gonna mail those to us or?
Yeah, I'll get your address after. I'll get your address in post.
They could be They could be polos now.
No, they could be polos.
Yeah.
All right. So how's it been since your last time on the Nerdcast? I know there's probably been an empty void not getting to talk to us for about 9 months on air.
Okay with it.
It's been rough. It's been real rough.
Speak for yourself, man. We talk all the time.
You guys talk all the time on air?
Yep.
Okay. I missed out on that.
Constantine?
That's what? All right. So tell us a little bit, for those that are listening, about Billy and Brandon Watch Movies.
It's my favorite show. Oh, wait.
Not you, Aaron. I'm asking,
not supposed to talk right
I'm
now.
Asking Billy, Brandon, and Jared.
I thought you were talking to me.
Basically, the elevator pitch is our main characters are Billy and Brandon.
Hi.
And that's their real names in real life or real creative that way. They get really obsessed with movies, and so when they watch a film, it takes over their life for a day. So let's say they watch The Night of the Living Dead, and they think there's zombies outside, so they board up their windows and their doors, and they end up dragging in their friends and enemies into the story as well.
Oh, well, tell us about the enemies, actually.
Yeah,
enemies.
And there's, funny stuff.
Yeah, but
there's a few original jokes in there as well.
A few original.
All
right.
A lot of Clue references. But
yeah, if you like the movie Clue, you'll get all of our humor.
Who doesn't like the movie Clue?
Right?
Communists?
Communists.
No, that's
sorry.
Just a red herring.
You don't like
exactly.
You don't like Clue? When did you become a member of Al-Qaeda?
It's communism. It's just a red herring.
No. Okay. I was just doing a Conan O'Brien joke there.
I understand what you were doing.
I'm sorry.
And me and the guys were doing a
me and the
Clue
guys.
Joke.
Oh, so it's now you and the guys, huh? Is that how it is? We're alienating me. I see how it's going.
Alienation.
You're already starting?
No, that new one.
All right, so
he doesn't like Tim Curry.
We have tried to get Billy and Brandon and Jared on the show for quite a few times now, but January and February has been kind of crazy for both of us. So I want to know, what have you guys been up to? Have you guys been recording episodes?
No.
Tons. We wrote a bunch. We filmed them. There was all the editing.
I won an Oscar.
There's conflicting answers going on. There was a straight no, and then tons. We're doing all of this.
Someone got cut from the show and hasn't been told yet.
No, we haven't recorded at all. Nobody's given me a call at all. Your YouTube channel is getting updated.
There's been no new episodes. We've been talking about. It's just really rough for us to get all the actors together on a weekend because some people have lives and others don't.
Yeah, it's right. Well, and our next episode is The Birdcage. So it's going to be a bunch of people in one room, and just getting all of us together in that one room is kind of the challenge we're looking at right now.
I'm excited for this. What characters are you guys taking on in The Birdcage?
Wait, no spoilers, please.
No spoilers?
Yeah.
Well, have you seen The Birdcage?
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Well,
well, who gets to be Hank Azaria?
Brandon's like the Nathan Lane character.
Billy's Robin Williams.
Yeah.
But instead of our kids getting married, we're having the boss over as an apology dinner for kidnapping his wife. In Die Hard. You've seen it.
Yes. So the Die Hard episode that you guys
get out of hand.
Y'all dropped that in January or was it December? It was right around the New Year, wasn't it?
Die Hard,
yeah. December. It was right after Christmas. It was that week between Christmas and
that's
New
around
Year.
The New Year. I was close.
Party week. Looks great.
Yeah.
Well, it's close without going over.
Close. Yep. No. That's right. $1, Bob.
Who gets to be Hank Azaria? I think that's the most important question.
That's Kurt.
Kurt will be.
Yes.
Tyler, do you want to go up there and fill that role for them?
No, I'm just saying like that's the best character in the movie.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, agreed.
He pretty much is. Yeah.
Are you guys setting up at any conventions coming up? We're heading into convention season, so.
We just got our PopCon table.
Yeah, today. I just booked Indie PopCon today.
Oh. We haven't booked Indie PopCon yet.
I was supposed to book a table at Indiana Comic Con, but I waited too long and table sold out.
Whoops.
So I used our money for PopCon.
Oh, you say I used my money for alcohol.
Yeah, I got a Wii U and stuff.
Yeah, that's why you got the new stuff there.
I bought like 12 games.
All those amiibos.
You've seen my Wii one list. You know.
Yeah. So Jared, as of now, since Indie PopCon has come and gone last year, Jared and Brandon both joined the Project Nerd writing team. Billy is just lazy.
I have that other thing.
Billy's actually the only one that was smart enough not to join up with our team. He's like, wait, Iggy would boss me around? Yeah, I have that other thing, as he said.
Yeah.
See? Smart decision. Smart decision.
Youth group.
AIDS.
Yes. Booze. I've got booze.
That too. All right. Exciting-ness going on. It's always extra weird when we're on Skype because we don't know who's going to talk next. Usually Tyler never stops talking on our podcast episodes, but...
He had to get sick for some reason.
I'm not in the best health right now.
Best health.
I'm trying not to talk too much. I'll start coughing into the microphone.
When we shared the camera briefly before the episode started, the guys in Indy got to see that he's a little green and not money green.
No.
But sick.
I mean, I'm super green.
Super green.
Like
super.
Jade. Emerald green.
Part it's not easy being green.
Make it rain, Tyler. Make it rain. All right. So are you guys going to Indiana? Was it Indiana Comic Con, right? Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah.
It's the Wizard World show, right?
The kids are calling it.
No, that one was
in February. This one's the regular one.
This is
in March.
The second year for the Indiana Comic Con. Which is in a week and a half, I think.
Yeah.
Same weekend we'll be at Planet Comic Con in Kansas City. Aaron, nice. do you want to add any notes to that one?
Well, I get to go to there.
Okay.
I get to be a guest.
I want to go to there.
So I'm excited about that. Can I talk about things? Oh. Can I talk about me?
Guys, you guys could take about a 30-minute break then, because Aaron's going
I'm just excited.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron.
No.
We said go ahead.
Do you guys know who Chloe Dykstra is? You guys listening to the podcast and
never heard of her.
Whatever. I'm just going to freak out. Yeah, whatever. I'm just going to freak out because we are like next to each other, our booths, and I'm just going
to. Your boobs are next to each other?
I would pay to see that.
Well, that'd be cool too, but.
That's going to build up your fan page for sure.
Maybe she'll take a selfie of me and I'll just kind of point the camera a little bit too far down. Oh, I'm sorry. I got our boobs in it. I don't
buy that for $1.
I don't know.
She's going to be like, I told you
our boobs.
Boobs were together. I told you guys. Back in episode 21.
But I get to be in a booth next to her, and I don't know. Do you guys think that she listens to this, and she's going to be looking out for me, taking selfies of our boobs together?
Yes.
Is she going to be worried
about
that now?
Yes, on the first account. I don't think she's going
to
be worried about
herself. Sitting at home right now on the couch with her friends, talking about how she gets to sit next to Aaron Lay, and she is pumped.
She's probably plotting how she's going to point the camera down at her cleavage, too. so we can get boob shots. Okay, I don't know. I'm sorry. Got a little weird. I'm just imagining.
That's all right. That'll
the
probably
possibilities
be the.
These are endless.
That'll probably be the most played part of this episode, anyways, from people listening.
Can we
so.
Not title this like Aaron's boobs or something?
Yeah, the
Let's
last.
Not do that.
Yeah, well, because episode 20 is.
I thought sharing boobs.
Sharing boobs. I like it.
Boob sharing.
Today's episode is brought to you by boobs.
All of our episodes are brought to you by boobs.
It always goes to the boobs. Boob. Always.
Healthy boobs.
Well, last week's episode was called 50 Shades of Aaron.
I'm really glad I wasn't here for that.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm glad he didn't share that, you know, title with me ahead of time. And I told him not to, and he did it anyway.
We called in the episode. That's what we were going to name it. I don't even remember. We were talking about something with 50 Shades of Grey. Aaron was going off on a rant about it.
That's her favorite movie
actually,
of the year.
I listened
already.
To that one. You guys were talking about the Batman versus Superman and the new Aquaman picture and everything. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what she was losing her shit over. As you could tell from the uncomfortable sigh there. And by uncomfortable, I meant the rest of us became uncomfortable.
Why does someone have armor on, like, one shoulder? I don't get it.
I think she's okay with that.
His other armor is a tattoo. God, Aquaman, you retard. Oh,
I just, how come he gets to talk to whales and fish?
Why not?
Well, he gets to talk to people. People are mammals.
I don't know.
So
we can talk to fish and whales and certain mammals.
They're sea creatures. Wait, doesn't he get to talk to mermaids too? What are those? Are those mammals or fish? You know, let's be fair here.
Do they have gills or lungs? And do they have hair? I know. Ignore the first question. It was a completely stupid one.
But the hair part's important.
Yeah, the hair part. Thank you. Do they have boobs is the question. Do they produce
crawdads?
Is that's the top terrifying. Half or bottom half human? That's
yeah,
that's
bottom bottom human, top fish.
Well, you gotta know what to do.
Just
with
like Fry on Futurama.
Futurama,
right? Futurama.
I think also too
mystical Lost City of Atlanta.
When Lois gets lost on Family Guy, also.
There's
Lois gets lost on Family Guy and she gets saved by the merman. She's like, well, it wasn't the type of merman you were thinking, and it was the top half was the fish, and that she falls in love with a skinhead.
I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that episode?
No. I mean, yeah. I remember the part
with
the fish, but
I agree.
The skinhead?
I'll take Futurama over Family Guy any day.
Oh, me too. Futurama is so much better. It's superior.
Right.
See?
Because it holds up over time.
Futurama is superior to everything.
Everything.
And what
God,
Seth MacFarlane's
that one
Farland's
has some good gags in it, too,
kinda,
like where
you know.
Zoidberg's new house burns down under the ocean.
Yeah.
And then Hermes is like, how is that even possible? And then Bender's like, I left a lit cigar in there. That just raises more questions. And I just leave it at that. And that's the one where you learn about Dr. Farnsworth's penchant for suppositories.
Yes.
That is the size of...
That's how they can have the... that's how they can breathe underwater.
I can't swallow anything that big.
Good news, everyone.
Good news.
It's a suppository.
Oh.
Let's just watch Futurama. This is
there
we'll turn the webcam on.
We can do our own commentaries for Futurama episodes.
So we did try. We tried to run we called it, what, Movie Night with Project Nerd?
Yeah.
We ran a couple podcasts where we watched the movie and did the whole, like, riff tracks thing, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Audio-wise.
Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, it was,
we did Event Horizon.
A huge success, it sounds like.
No. Well,
I
one,
couldn't
it's a
even watch Event Horizon because it was too scary.
It was a scheduling
problem.
Event
Horizon.
That was so good.
Inspiring Star Wars.
We did Event Horizon and then
Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters.
Yeah.
Where all the white witches at?
Yeah, that's the best line that came out when Tyler's, where all the white witches at? So, yeah, it lasted a glorious, well, actually it lasted about 4 or 5 episodes because then we changed format and just talked about a movie that came out. But, yeah, that podcast didn't stick. Didn't stick quite like the Nerdcast.
Well, I mean, it takes forever, and we didn't get into it because it's, you know, you have to sit down and
watch a
shitty
movie.
Watch like, a whole 2-hour movie.
Who wants to
I mean,
that?
Careful with Event Horizon here.
It was the first time I'd seen it.
No,
years,
it was just
it
too scary for
me.
You know, hear it,
and
it probably isn't
movie,
that bad.
Aaron would there's so many that. Sharp edges on that ship.
The other problem was finding the movie to watch. It felt like it took us, like, 3 weeks to plot a movie.
We would sit in here for an hour before we'd watch it, just, like,
which movie are we
going
to watch? Yeah. Okay, we've all picked one movie. Now we have to shorten it down. Well, which one's got the shortest runtime? Which one's going to have the best jokes?
No, I am not letting you make me watch Sharknado.
No, Sharknado? Speaking of, we shared the casting news internally earlier. Did you guys hear about the Sharknado 3 casting?
No.
Mark Cuban will be playing the president of the United States, and Ann Coulter.
Coulter.
Coulter, whatever. Because nobody really knows who she is anyways. She'll be playing vice president.
Huh. Ann Coulter, like the newswoman?
Yep.
What? Oh, she's not a, she's a Fox News yeah, Nazi.
Yeah.
People don't like her.
No.
So her death will probably be warmly received.
People are such huge friends of Mark Cuban, though.
No.
Or not.
No.
I don't know.
He's pretty polarizing.
His new AT&T commercial is pretty good.
Iggy is a big fan of Mark Cuban.
Hey, I wish I could do what Mark Cuban's done. That's all I could say.
I wish I had his money.
You just have to read The Fountainhead more.
Do I?
You just have to read The Fountainhead more times.
The Fountainhead, yeah.
He's a huge Ayn Rand fan. His boat is, his giant, like, hundred thousand something foot yacht is named Fountainhead.
Really?
Yeah. He's a big
That makes him cooler.
See, that's the thing. He has a yacht.
Cooler. He likes
being obsessed with Ayn Rand makes him cooler?
I'm cool with anybody who has
a
yacht.
I don't know, actually. I've never read Fountainhead. I've heard about
it. You guys got yachts up there in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Yeah, in our landlocked.
For my ocean.
We've got Geist.
There's a couple reservoirs up here.
Yeah.
I drive a yacht too. It's on four wheels though. They call it a Mercury Grand Marquis. It's pretty similar. It's similar in size.
It's as big as a whale.
Yeah.
It's about to set sail.
But what about the handling? Does it handle like a yacht too?
It turns about as slowly. It's crazy enough, 20. It is as big as a whale, and Aquaman can also talk to it.
So. Yeah, it seats about 20. Yeah. So we should all hurry up and bring our jukebox money.
Yes. B-52's over there. Good job.
Everyone loves the Love Shack.
Yes. No,
it's just a little old place where we can get together.
It's tin roof, dude. Rusted. All right, you guys drinking on that end?
Wow.
Yes, we are.
Can we have some
Did
of
you finish
that?
House of Cards yet?
No. Are you guys watching House of Cards?
Started season 3. Watched one episode.
Keeping that.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
I can't start watching it until I finish the show my wife and I are on currently.
What do you have on currently?
We're in the middle of season 6 of Dexter.
Okay, we can let that pass.
You actually don't have to finish it. It's cool.
That's what I hear, but I got to see the whole thing through, you know.
A penis.
That's how I was with all my children and stuff. So.
With all my children? Is that still running?
What? No, I think just with all of his kids.
My actual children.
Oh, I thought you meant like the soap opera, All My Children.
I'll see that.
Right, don't go be knocking on my stories.
Well,
right?
Don't go be knocking on your stories.
Don't be knocking on my stories.
No, we're getting to Tyler. We're going to offend Tyler here.
Mine's Bold and the Beautiful, let's be honest. So.
Bold and the Beautiful. Which one was James Franco on?
No idea.
Oh, it was that one.
General Hospital?
No, was it General Hospital?
General Hospital.
Yeah.
The real shitty one. Young and the Restless was like the name brand one that like the best actors were on. No.
Because it was too scary.
No. But it was Young and the Restless.
Which one was too scary?
Young and the Restless.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty intense.
Isn't that the one that started like getting like vampires and shit on it or something like that?
Yeah, there was one like in the 90s that had like exorcisms and shit.
Really?
Yeah, that's one
like
my
evil twins
my
and things like that.
Well, they all have
evil
twins.
They would drink to it?
Passion.
Was that the name of the show, Passions?
Passion's the one that got really weird with like vampires and straight up like
I'm a little disturbed about how much Tyler and Jared know about these things.
So, I worked a summer job one time.
Oh, okay, here's his excuse, guys.
I worked a summer job for like 2 summers, and my uncle was way into one specific one, Bold and the Beautiful. And every
men watched that show?
Oh, my God. I don't know if his wife got him into it or whatever. We would go home for lunch every day, and that's the only thing that would get watched was Bold and the Beautiful. And it takes about 2 episodes, and then you know everything that's going on, and it's super intense. It's like 20 minutes of just like the most intense like stare downs.
It's like Dragon Ball.
I like the saxophone.
It's like Dragon Ball.
No, it's a little bit more entertaining than Dragon Ball.
That much material, just daily.
Yeah.
It's like way better than those shows that are only 13 episodes and try to tell a story.
Whoa. I think somebody just swung at House of Cards there.
Or our 4 episodes a decade.
What? That's not us.
That's not us. What?
What about 5 seasons of Venture Brothers in like 12 years?
Yeah, what are they doing?
They got to draw that stuff, though.
No, the little Asians do.
Oh, my God.
Patrick Warburton is very busy.
That's true.
That's true. He is doing all those PSAs for Smokey the Bear stuff.
And he just did a new commercial for some like insurance company. It was on my Facebook, sponsored.
Because
when you go through your feed, it's all sponsored.
Yeah, he was doing car too, like Chevy or something.
He's got a really good show.
Isn't Clancy Brown doing Chevy?
Are they doing a third Emperor's New Groove movie, maybe?
If anyone has a question, ask
they better.
Oh, my God.
Buddy is the greatest ever. Jesus, Peter.
Oh, so House of Cards, though. This is how quickly we get derailed.
Could you just finish it already?
Did you finish it already?
Yes.
So what did you... Last night, you were like, no, I haven't finished it. And now tonight, you're like...
Yep.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
It ran into my hand.
Sleep last week.
So we're through episode 7. I'm through episode 7. It's pretty good. It's a little slower than the previous two seasons.
Yeah, it did not start off like season 2 by any means.
Oh, season 2 hit the tracks running, right?
Well, and then they
what?
I get it.
Spoilers, guys. Spoilers.
Hey, how cool would it be if they did one more 13-episode season? Somebody do the math real quick.
52 card. We talked about this last night.
Yeah, we actually just talked about this. we were trying to decipher what season is what
suit.
Yeah, what suit from the decks, though.
This is Hearts. Last year was Diamonds. First year was... Oh, no. Next year is going to be Clubs. No. Yeah.
When he's in
Spades,
federal penitentiary getting
Spades.
Clubbed to death. Yeah.
Can you give us your reasoning for this, Aaron?
Oh, no. Okay, so Spades is the shovels, right, for digging all the graves next year. That's going to be the last season. And then Diamonds was last year when
but
they were getting
Spades
into
Spades was season 1 is what she just
diamonds.
Said.
Diamonds. I don't know. I'm switching around. The Clubs was the first season.
I think you're just...
No.
Diamonds the second season. This is the Hearts. This is all about their love life.
It was that shitty first season.
First
what?
Season was hard.
The first season was good, first, man.
I know. I was, never mind.
What?
Go talk about it some more. We want to hear.
Don't knock on the House of Cards, man.
I like the first season the best so far. I thought there were more entertaining episodes than season 2. It kind of drug.
I'll give you that. Season 1
first
was probably
episodes
bad.
Where I was like, move on. I watched them all.
There's more of that going in season. Like,
I think season 3 is the one. I mean, they've done it all of them, but season 3 is the one where they fully embrace, like, everyone's going to sit and watch this in, like, one or two sittings. So, like, we're going to completely abandon the whole episode.
They've never even
format.
Killed anyone yet, and we like, haven't seen any threesomes, and I'm pissed off about it.
It's just one really long story.
They really got away from their roots.
No boobies.
Aaron is so upset.
There's a significant lack of.
There's totally been boobs in season 3.
I don't see any full frontal nudity.
Or two somebodies.
In season 3, there was Doug's full frontal nudity, and we've already had a prostitute show.
No, I did not see his penis. I saw the top of his penis. That does not count.
There's a significant lack of naked Mara sisters.
Yeah.
It's baloney, man.
All right, so we have found the root of the problem that I think.
Lack thereof baloney.
Both groups of people can agree on the lack.
If this was an HBO show, I mean, just saying.
there'd be tits everywhere.
Has he killed any animals or anything?
In season 3?
Or any? Yeah, I mean,
I haven't even seen him eat a cheeseburger. He had a cheese sandwich.
He's under a lot more pressure this season, guys. Give him a little slack.
Apparently, people would watch what the president.
I feel like he would kill more.
He's under a little bit more of a microscope this time.
Yeah, well.
Well, maybe he needs to get, like, his psychiatrist chasing him back to his hometown, and then he can, like, kill some babysitters, and we'll get, like, House of Halloween or something.
I'd watch that.
Halloween of Cards.
That's the Halloween cards. Special.
There we go.
Everybody see that one coming.
They're saving that for October for mid-break Halloween special.
Oh, like the Venture Brothers specials every year.
Yeah. Nice. The Office of the President just straight-up cracks him in season 4 is this weird House of Cards 7 mashup.
That's what it is. This is the prequel. This is the prequel to 7. That's what's going on here. What's in the box? What's in the box? 52 cards. I don't know.
Jokes on you.
Oh, you got
a
real rain man on your hand.
Somebody make a fart noise.
This is real. This is as real as it gets. We're leaving it all in. We're going.
Get on.
Aw, natural.
Nah.
On natural with the BB&J guys.
Not to be real, but just because editing is hard.
yeah. Actually, it's because I have a really busy week.
That's why Billy and I don't edit.
That's right.
It sucks.
Single take, baby.
Can we?
Hey, if we're working on
talking about doing a Birdman episode just so we don't have to do
no editing. Single take.
Please do. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Can I be your Zach Galifianakis?
That would be
yes.
awesome.
Yes.
Only if you're between two ferns.
Oh.
Will you rub your belly button?
Hey,
you?
So we do need to get y'all, like, we need to figure out some time for y'all to record an episode on a weekend that we can somehow make it up there, even though we're all poor and busy. But we'll get up there. Just, we'll plan on it.
Yeah.
And then we'll, like, guest in your episode.
Yeah.
Are
you
guys
to
coming
be good
up here
at
for
acting
Gen Con?
To guest in their episode.
I don't know. Gen Con or Indie Pop Con, we're trying to get somewhere into Indie for the summer. Talking a little bit, I guess we're giving some spoil. No, I guess they're not spoilers. It's on our website, so I don't know. We can't let the fans know all our secrets, guys.
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding. No, really, we don't know. We don't have it figured out yet.
Okay.
I'd like to get to one or the other. We're trying to work with Indie PopCon to get us up there, though.
Oh yeah, because they're all nice and like, here, have a free table and stuff.
Well, they're not.
So
not
they did.
Not so nice this year.
Where's my money?
Where's my money? He told you he's got a Wii U.
Extra table there, so you know, Eggie's all like, "Hey, I'm gonna take this table, and we're gonna have two tables."
Whatever. Hey guys, it's, you guys were just too uncomfortably close to us last year, so we had to put
fair.
That table in the middle.
They
it was the vodka.
I knew it. I was all breathing on Iggy's face and stuff.
Yeah. Fine, give you the damn job. Write whatever you want.
Can we just, as long as we're in near vicinity to the guys with like the old gaming systems again?
Yeah.
I feel like they had the best traffic.
Well, as my understanding, they're doing a podcast row again because Leslie from Crit Confirm reached out and she's, I guess, putting that together for them this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
So I was like, yeah, we'd like to come out, but
I like those
Crit
Confirm guys.
I don't want to pay for it.
They're cool.
And she's like, "Well, I'll let you talk to the guys running the show then. See you later." She's like,
yeah,
"I'm not
I
making that
up
call
for the stuff." Our options were like a Artist Alley section, and there was again like a YouTube podcast.
See
what we do?
They podcast. That's what we are.
But we're artists.
it didn't work very well for us last time to be in that row.
The way they explained, it
didn't really worked for anybody
what,
last
it's
year.
Where it sounded like we. Pretty much had to be in the YouTube.
Mm.
Did anything work for anyone at IndiePopCon last year?
Not well, that's fair.
IndiePopCon, but
they've made some adjustments this year, though. They're planning on
to sign my Ninja Turtles issue number 2.
That was awesome.
That was
right
pretty cool.
There, like we could almost touch him.
Like you could. Tyler's holding his hand out, like he's
touching
it.
He was like
right
there.
Essence.
You could see him from where we were sitting.
Breathe in his essence, as Bob would say.
I helped him.
I'm sorry,
advice,
Bob. That's my favorite that anyone said about anyone.
And I mean, I feel like we're overlooking quite possibly the highlight of the show. I mean, Bad News Brian was right at the end of our eye.
Oh, yeah.
And the hot prostitute chick from Game of Thrones was there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah,
she
right.
is
Shay
gorgeous.
And
no,
Hodor.
She was way
she kept
more
winking
pretty.
At me and mouthing, "I love you."
Is really? That what it was?
Aww. Yeah, I think so. Or olive juice.
Yeah. Olive juice. That might have been it.
I mean, one or the other.
I did. I went with one
Hodor
of you guys.
Was hitting pretty hard on Kurt.
Yeah, that is
that's right.
Hodor was all over Kurt.
Was it Brandon? We went together to get Eastman to sign our stuff.
Yeah, we
like joined at the elbows. We're like, we're doing this together.
You're skipping like a Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Kind of,
I was thinking more like Thelma and Louise. We just kind of drove
just
off the
keep
cliff.
Going.
We're just keep going.
The problem with PopCon and why it wasn't successful in my idea was because it was so soon after the Indiana Comic Con.
Right.
And that one left a really bad taste in people's mouths here.
Right.
It was very disorganized. It sold out, and people waited in line for hours on Saturday and got turned away. So I think people were just thinking it was another situation like that and just didn't come out.
Yeah. Well, they widened the gap this time, and they got it off those graduation weekends because there was so many graduations going on.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
And then
no, it's way better this year place, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. We're trying to get up there. You guys can plant the bug in the ear.
Yeah. We met some of the best people we've ever met. At Indie PopCon, and it was really cool.
Oh,
I mean, but you know, part of the
well,
thing about
guys
when you
too,
go
I
to
guess.
A when you go to a convention that doesn't have, you know, like too many people, you still have a huge amount of quality people there that you can, you know, get to know. And
I don't understand what you're getting at, Aaron.
We made the worst sales there comparatively to other cons, but we made the most connections there.
Right,
that's a good way to put it.
That's what I'm trying to say. This guy gets me.
We sold.
I got you.
Did we sell 3 shirts or was it just 2?
I sold.
Where's my?
Two.
I need a shirt. Where's my shirt?
I think Jared and I were both going to buy one, and then they got boxed up at some point or something. And we're like, oh,
oh yeah, that was it. We were.
I think it was 3, maybe 4. I don't know. It was not. It was definitely in the single digits.
Yeah, it's all right. We had fun. We had a good weekend. Cause Awesome guys are out there in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
The Billy and Brandon guys were out there. Crit awesome. Confirm.
Who else? Nerds Domain. Those were right across the aisle from us.
Yeah. There was a lot of nerds there. I'll put it that way for
who
sure.
Who guys in the end?
The best for doing a show at Indie, though, was the food. Like, no.
Oh,
you
the food trucks?
Oh, they had the food
trucks. Yeah, you don't
trucks.
Sit in, and, you don't
oh,
sit
yeah.
in the convention center and eat. You go out to the street and eat out of the food trucks.
And
like,
I can't.
Yes, please.
Like, there were way too many people who we met that were like, did you guys know that Indianapolis is like a big city? Like, it was a cool city. Like, people thought it was just, you know, like
oh, people from not around here, not expecting
people...
All the people who had never been to Indianapolis before who were there were walking in downtown, and they're like, I'm a little bit surprised.
Talking about
this
we went to dinner with Amanda Don and Pretty Lush and Sweets for Sweet and all them, and they're all like, oh, wow, this is actually, like, I didn't realize they had, like, a downtown setup
like
this.
I thought it was like Kansas City, like a tiny little town.
We had the Super Bowl here.
We had the Super Bowl.
I mean, I don't watch a lot of baseball, but that was a thing.
I see what you
They
there.
Have an NBA team and a football team.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
They're minor league baseball
teams.
No,
I agree. Really nice. To the outside world, all of Indiana is a big cornfield.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of to the inside world, too.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
kind of
the...
I really grew up with cornfields around me.
It's the Midwest, though. Anybody that's not familiar with the Midwest thinks, oh, there's Chicago.
It's the one next to Illinois.
And right. Texas, and then everything else is just the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the one next to Illinois with Larry Bird and Bobby Knight.
There you go.
Pretty much, yeah.
Are you guys going to see 2E2 this year?
No.
Probably not.
No, it's, we're going to be there. It's
going to
be totally fun.
Come on, you
should
go.
Are you going to pay for my ticket?
Yes.
Gotcha. We're having problems getting that figured out on our end.
We'll figure it out. We'll sneak you in the back door.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? You show up and get in line, and we'll talk reimbursement.
You need to use your womanly wiles a little bit more.
Yeah. You
got
Jared.
I do have like a B cup.
I'm working on mine. We got our new polos for this year, and they were a little long, and Adam's like, just tuck it in. I'm like, no, I'm just going to eat more dessert.
Yeah, he needs to gain weight so that he fills out his polo a little bit nicer.
Okay, I just bought those limited edition red velvet Oreo cookies.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, what do you think?
That is the bomb.
Right?
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
They're so good.
Yeah, have you guys seen?
They're so good, but it's the same price for half the amount.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why
Small
they did that.
Package.
Well, you're used to that.
Oh.
I didn't even realize those were a thing.
Yeah, they're a pretty good thing.
Oh.
I might still have one or two left in
nope,
the pantry.
They're gone.
Somebody else is taking care of
them. I got a new shipment because they had a huge section of them.
Yeah, well, the thing is that it makes me pissed off when I see people post on their Facebook, like, you know, I tried those Oreos and they weren't that great. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? I don't trust them.
Don't trust them.
No, I don't trust them.
Unfriend them on Facebook. And that means it's real. I also heard the rumor that if they're not out, that they're supposed to, the s'mores Oreos, but I haven't seen those.
Yeah, I think that's just a rumor.
Oreos.
I would lose my mind for some s'more Oreos.
I mean, what's... They just changed the frosting to, like, marshmallow flavor? Or?
Graham cracker cookies.
With marshmallow and chocolate inside?
Yeah.
So
I feel like that kind of... They cease to be Oreos at that point. They're just s'mores.
I'm okay with this.
Round and they have that Oreo, like, stamp on the sides.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, as long as it's the same.
I mean, they're round and they're sandwich shaped and they say Oreo on the front.
I don't know anything s'mores really. Like, there's this, like, even
there's
the Russell Stover.
Pop-tarts.
What were the ones that you used to be able to buy that you would, like,
jam.
Put them in the. Yeah. They were, like, straight up s'mores. You put them in the microwave and then they would, like, kind of raise up. Here, remember those?
No.
You know, when you buy marshmallows and you put them in the microwave?
No. They used to make, like, individually wrapped s'mores
so,
that you would go
so
home.
So you had prepackaged s'mores. Are you the guy that buys the peanut butter and jelly in one jar?
When I was a kid, they were super popular when I was a kid.
No.
You would buy these individually packaged s'mores and you would take them and you put them in the microwave and they would, like, kind of raise
so
up.
So in Western Kansas, they didn't have access to pop culture.
Like, steam out or whatever?
Yeah. These guys know what I'm talking about.
No.
I am not a crazy person. I'm not the crazy person in this conversation.
I think they just, like, packaged them separately and
still buy them in
and said
a box.
It was some kind of
Yeah, you buy them in a box, but then
it's
you would
like
go and you put them in the
microwave.
It's
for one at a time.
And they were terrible.
They were terrible?
Yeah,
were,
because when you microwave marshmallows,
as
they turn into, like, chewy.
But it wasn't like a straight-up marshmallow. It was all, like, because when you took it out, it was, like, a very small, thin, like, it was all, like, smashed down. But then when you microwaved it, it would expand out.
It's delicious.
Was this marketed to astronauts?
It's like seeing.
It was one of those 90s foods, like, you know, that were weird and had crazy commercials. And
let's
like
talk about 90s foods for real quick. Hey,
clear Kool-Aid?
I was actually going
to
ask
we're not
going to
get into that.
Were familiar
Don't talk
with
about
clear
let's
Kool-Aid.
Actually, let's actually.
Clear Kool-Aid,
yeah,
clear Kool-Aid
yeah.
is awesome.
Oh, no, don't.
Yeah,
don't.
Like, I actually just had some.
Don't encourage her.
Where
don't.
Did you get it?
I just drank it. I've had it for a while.
Oh, wow.
it was pretty hard to get it out of the packet, no joke.
Oh, man, that's gross.
But it was still clear.
What flavor was it? Was it strawberry kiwi?
I think it was a watermelon kiwi,
maybe?
Yep.
It might have been something that was long expired, so the flavor was kind of...
Mystery.
probably just
tasted like sugar when all was said and done.
The clear ones were fun just because you give it to different people. You wouldn't tell them what flavor it was. Like, what flavor do you think it is? It's like strawberries. Like, you're wrong.
Aaron's losing his shit over here.
I really need you to realize that no one in the world other than you has ever done that.
So, guys, A few episodes back, we talked about this stuff, and Aaron lost her mind because she would take clear Kool-Aid and trick people into thinking it was water.
You don't think it's possible that maybe they listened to
that funny story clear
and then are making fun of her?
That's
what I'm picking up.
No.
I don't think so. No, they weren't saying the same thing. They were saying that they wouldn't tell people what flavor it was. It's all right. Nobody's quite to Aaron's level. We'll put it that way.
You guys quit making fun
of me. All right, so we do have to do some kind of promotion. We got you guys on the show. We've talked a little bit about it. You're going to record a Birdcage episode, a Birdman episode, a Bird something else episode.
I mean, we're locked into that Birdman episode.
Is that
yes,
the whole
you
season?
Are. Please do.
That was kind of a joke, but
well, we have the rest of season two mapped out.
Yeah.
From the Birdcage, we go to the Evil Dead.
All right.
And to somebody else answer, because I forget.
I don't remember.
We just changed it.
Sex in the City was what?
It's what it was going to be, and then we changed it to something else, I thought. I don't remember what that one is.
You guys should watch us take notes sometimes. It's just Brandon and I sitting around writing down movie titles.
We should do this movie.
Oh, The Godfather would be great, right?
Hey,
down.
For season two, it was all four of us. Kurt and me were involved.
Jared's like, me
anyway,
too.
Season two finale is Fight Club. That's going to be pretty badass.
It's going to be a cliffhanger.
Don't you let me down.
More questions than it, pose more questions than it answers.
I hope somebody punches themselves in the ear.
I hope someone drags himself single-handedly across the parking garage.
Yes.
It should all be like Jeff.
Yeah.
Just for no reason.
All right, so how long does it take to make an episode?
Oh God. Which episode? Someone's going to take in months.
What's the longest one?
Well,
the longest one was the first one, but that's just because we had no idea what we were doing while we were doing it. So it took like a year to make that one.
We're still doing the baby steps on our YouTube channel, so we have like pilot episodes of series that are just sitting on my desktop right now. Like,
yeah.
Oh, they're edited, but we need to add in, we need to do the post stuff.
Foley.
We can't actually show this to anyone.
Yeah.
So when you're filming, how long does it take to actually do the filming itself?
The filming we generally try to do in 2 days.
2 to 3 days. Three, I would say, is the high.
Yeah.
Mark, it really depends on how many actors we need for the locations, as well as the number of locations.
Yeah.
We've tried to now this season do every other one. So we have one episode with a lot of actors and maybe a couple locations. And then we'll do one where it's much more centrally located. Yeah.
Like a bottle episode. Like a bottle episode, like the Birdcage, where it's just going to be pretty much one location, one set, and just kind of get everybody there. Like the House on Haunted Hill episode was.
Mm-hmm.
It was
and
just
Not
one.
Lion and Living Dead. Lion and Living Dead we filmed in a day.
Yeah.
And we filmed it in order.
Yeah.
Would you?
So filming is like 2 days. Editing, Kurt and I usually split that up, but that could take, as you guys probably know, it's on average 4 to 6 hours of editing for every finished minute of film. Because that works out.
Yeah, we're doing it wrong then. Because I'm going a lot faster than that on stuff.
It's gotten better. We've learned a lot through, like, you know, better note-taking, knowing when to take takes, when to stop, you know, the audio. We used to just let it run constantly. So we've done a lot of things in production that helps a lot in post-production.
That's good.
In terms of organization and stuff, and it helps speed things up.
And then you and I write them in, like, what, 3 to 4 hours?
Yeah.
Well, a first draft in, like, 2 to 3.
And then we pass it back and forth a couple times.
Yeah, and that I normally spend, like, 2 hours by myself on it,
yeah,
which is never how much time I plan on doing it.
Yeah,
because I'm always like, it's 9 o'clock, I got this. And so it's like 1 a.m. I'm like, why am I still working on this? It's still not funny.
It's a labor of love.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, there's a lot of labor.
Yeah.
Like giving birth.
All right.
I'll look at what it's done.
So, what's your favorite episode y'all have done so far?
That's tough.
I think it's different for everybody. And sometimes there's ones that surprise me. Like I'll go back and I'll just like, I won't have anything else to do, and I'll just watch the whole season. And, like, ones that I think I don't like, I actually like.
Kick-Ass surprises me every time I watch it.
But it's like, I know that one's good. Yeah. There was, I mean, for me, it's like when I watch Single White Female,
Yeah.
I'm always like, God, I don't remember writing it. I don't remember shooting it. And then I watch it. I'm like, this is a really good episode.
Like, you're like, it's because you didn't write it or shoot it. It's like, they're like, wait a second, I'm not in that one.
These guys are awesome. They should make more shows.
I really enjoyed House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah, that's yeah.
But I think part of it is because I think it's one of our best looking episodes. So I take a lot of pride in the fact that it looks so crisp and clean for the most part.
Yeah.
So for me, that's one of my favorites just because of, from my production side of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, since you guys put different things into it besides the acting part, sounds like those are...
We just get better. It
makes sense.
They got better. And I mean, another one that always surprises me when I watch through the first season is the Three Men and a Baby episode.
Everybody seems to love that. Everybody we talk to loves Three Men and a Baby, which we think is generally kind of the worst one.
Yeah.
But I laugh so hard when I watch it.
Well, we had shot it over the course of shooting three other episodes, just like, oh, Jeff's in town. We need to shoot his scenes for Three Men and a Baby. And so we shot it over the course of like 4 months or something.
Every shot is a different month and a different angle because of who is there.
Yeah, there's like this big like climax at the end of the episode where there's like 10 people, quote-unquote, in the same room. And there were only like 4 people in the room at a time. We just kind of had to
movie magic
it together. And it turned out looking okay. But
I will say it is, we rebranded everything. We came up with a new intro and new credits from what we originally did. And so Kurt and I went back through and re-edited every single episode, kind of like tweaked things and tightened things up. But that's the one episode we forgot to do. We did not do 3 Minute of Baby.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The special editions.
Yeah.
George Lucas Betts.
So let me ask, Brandon, did you say your favorite episode?
It changes. Right now it's probably Kick-Ass because it's the one that I most recently watched and really enjoyed. But I'm really proud of the Twilight episode.
Yeah.
I had never like watched any of the movies or anything, and we made it in 30 days. So in 30 days, I watched all of the movies, wrote the script, we shot it, we edited it, and we got it out in time before the last movie came out in the theater.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a rush job, but it turned out pretty good, actually. Like, there's a musical number in it. Like, it's pretty good. I'm always impressed by it.
I'll have to be honest.
You guys are number one fans. What do you guys like about the show?
What
are the episodes?
My favorite part, I can't talk about it right now.
What? No.
I can't talk about it. I just think it's funny. I like especially.
What episode is that? I like the. There's a couple good ones, but there's one scene in particular I like where. Jared throws the keys in the parking lot, or they throw Jared's keys in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's actually like my favorite part.
That's the Kick-Ass one where you guys like throw the keys and.
I just like the dynamics between, you know, like the acting is just, it's really good and it's just funny. I like the type of humor that's in it, and so I don't know. I think it's really easily accessible too.
Who's Jared's like evil sidekick in that episode?
Steve.
Is that who? Yeah.
Steve character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve is someone we sorely miss on the show.
Yeah. Because Jared's kind of rude to him, and then the keys get thrown out. And it's pretty good. I like that. There's some good rooftop shots in that episode, too.
Yeah.
You guys got a little got the stuntman doubles out for those, I'm sure.
Stunt double. Yeah. We do all our own stunts.
Oh, you do? Okay.
If you watch some credits, you'll see. We do our own stunts.
And
everything else.
I think that's one thing we pride ourselves on, though, is our ability to get locations instead of just being like three guys that shoot a show in their living room and act like it's groundbreaking.
But yeah.
Go out, get on ladders, sit on roofs, go on movie theaters, break in after hours, and have access to a diner and all that stuff. I think it helps add like an element of like, I don't know, professionalism to what we're doing.
Yeah, I feel like a majority of YouTube videos, if you're watching it and there's a scene in a diner, it's like clearly in somebody's basement.
Or in their kitchen.
Yeah. So I think the fact that we actually have access to some of these, you know, locations really helps.
Yeah, you guys open like everything. That's the first episode, right? Where you guys like kind of meet in a...
Yeah. It seems super,
a diner.
Super, like, big production. Like, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of different places. Yeah, I agree. I never really thought of it like that, though.
Concur.
Totally agree.
You should have concurred.
I concur.
Concur. Yeah, I guess if I was to think through them, I'll be honest, I haven't watched the Twilight episode yet. I may need to.
Oh, you're missing some laughs.
I didn't know the musical number about it. I just haven't watched it yet. I think the Kick-Ass one's my favorite. Just because you guys are kind of jerks to each other. Like, just kind of total dicks to each other.
I do think that the interrogation scene where Steve becomes like the French tickler.
Oh, yeah.
That looks so good. Yeah. Like, it's such a crisp shot.
Yeah.
And there is, and you mentioned too, there's mixed, because I believe you guys are in the theater in that one too, as well as, like you said, rooftops, outside. Living room shots and everything, so there is a good mixture of sets. So I'd agree, yeah, it kind of adds to that element because you don't just see it as one going there. I think that can be said for anything. There's so many times when we're doing something and I'm like, I don't want it to just be right here. I don't want it to just be in front of a black screen or a green screen. I want it to be something more, and that's even on the level of like just our photography and like the cosplay we share and stuff like that too.
Which is why you're good at ideas. Because I'd be like, yeah, let's just sit here and make a video.
You guys don't understand. I have so many ideas, and we don't do anything with them. So with that, actually, that's a good thing to bring up. Then what would be your advice for other people looking to make web series and stuff like that?
I think a lot of people think that they're just going to make a video.
I don't think it's your advice. Is what
no,
we're
but
looking
seriously,
for.
I'm gonna tack on to that question.
Okay, sorry.
I'm gonna let
guys,
you finish,
I'm answer
guys.
For them.
Okay, Kanye, go on.
No, this is an additional tack on to the question.
Okay, she's going to add to the question. Okay, that's acceptable.
What are your thoughts, Kanye?
Okay, so on top of that, before you guys answer, I think a lot of people think that they're just going to make a 3-minute or a 3-second video, and it is literally going to get millions of views just because of that, because that's what people are seeing.
And so the question
go on.
But you know, like, it's just a little bit more background with what Iggy's saying, because people have this idea that they're going to go make a YouTube video and they want people to watch it because they're really putting something into it, and they
all
literally
3 seconds of it?
Yeah, they literally
whiplash.
Think that like
whiplash,
you know, it's going to get like a bazillion.
Is 3 seconds long enough to qualify for
sex?
Well, that it sure. But I was talking about a best short film category.
No, I don't think so. Okay, go ahead, guys.
Okay,
I'll let you finish.
I don't even remember what the question is now.
I don't either. Like that background
advice
ruined everything.
Topic.
Okay, yeah, advice, guys. Advice for other people.
What was the PowerPoint?
Advice
about?
Number one. Buy a camera.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. I mean, if you're shooting on your iPhone, it's
lame.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal is that you can now get decent shots and stuff from an iPhone, but too many people get held up on like everything's handheld. They don't know any better. And handheld, unless you know what you're doing, it looks like garbage. You need to have tripods and things like that to really sell your video.
Yeah.
And that's my big advice would be is you really do need equipment.
One thing that we said into, because our presentation was writing comedy for the YouTube or something. Wasn't that what our thing was?
Yeah, we did a panel at Starbase Indie last year.
But it was just, you know, we just talked about write it down. Don't just go out there and wing it. Like, have a structure, have an idea, have a goal, have an A, B, a C, and a D. If you're writing something, run it by people. Don't just think the first thing you wrote down is going to be great. It's not.
Well, unless it's me.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't work for you. Sure.
Tyler put his hands up like he's like, shut up. Okay. So, yeah.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah. Wow. That was an Aaron comment of mine.
It
sorry,
totally
guys.
Was. I'm a little jealous I didn't make it.
All right. So, good equipment. You know, that's a great thing, too. You know, the put some work in the front end of it, prepping and everything like that.
Pre-production is huge. More planning that you do in pre-production is how much you'll save ton of time in production and post.
Once Kurt started reading the scripts before we were shooting, the shoots went smoother. We were shaving off days.
Yeah, once we started actually planning out, like, you know, okay, well, we have this amount of time, and we're in this location to shoot, you know, pages 3 through 5 and 10 through 12, instead of just, you know, pulling out our asses we did before.
Yeah, and you know, and we do takes. We don't just go in there and say one and done. Like, we do every, like, in terms of the acting and execution, like, we do 3, 4, you know, and then we come up with stuff on the spot, and that's another thing we touched in our thing was
Show
me on the doll.
show us on the doll.
Sometimes what you come up with on the spot is only funny in that moment, and you just got to kind of know when to know that and when to be like, what I wrote might be better than what I just said.
Yeah. Well, that, and I think part of that goes to the post-production side.
Yeah.
When you're editing, you kind of have to remove yourself from, you know, you might be really happy you got this in, that everybody actually, you know, knew their lines and acted out well, but you have to take yourself out of it and be like, what does work and what really doesn't work? And this might have been funny that day, but you know what? It's just kind of dragging out. It's kind of boring now. You need to cut it.
Jared's trying to say that he's forced to cut his good jokes.
I've cut quite a few things out. At the time, we were dying laughing over
it.
And then when I got in the editing, I was like, nobody else is going to know what's so funny because they don't get all the references that we were making up in between takes.
But
the thing that was cut that I think hurts me the most was in the Hangover episode, we did this like whole series. We're trying to figure out like what had happened, where Jeff was. And we did this long series, like Batman the movie, like the Adam West movie, where they're trying to figure out what criminals were doing the crime, I guess.
Crime. Which criminals were criming.
And they were like connecting the most ridiculous clues, like it happened at the sea.
C for Catwoman.
This is a real riddle. The Riddler. And we did, it was like a 4-minute take of just us coming up with the most ridiculously random stuff like that off of nothing clues.
That's very very Adam West Batman of y'all.
So yeah, you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Exactly.
And then I cut that
whole thing is cut.
You guys save it for
it
the
it works better without it, but on set it was like one of the most
we were just having fun and so knowing when to but the problem is sometimes we back ourselves into a hole and we'll do what's written once, say the funny thing on accident and pursue it and then be like, hey, yeah, that's actually not very good, and they'll just be like, Jared and Kurt will be like, yeah, but you guys didn't do it the other way, and we're like, well, you know, oh man, that's unfortunate.
That's the other thing too, how do you gotta appease to everybody that's a part of it. I'm sure that brings some challenges in itself.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, there aren't a ton of egos, though.
Well,
at least with our crew. We've got a pretty good group.
Well,
that's why we don't work well together.
Yeah, I guess that's why we haven't gotten our video off the ground yet.
It's real hard.
Actually, if there's any time where we disagree, we usually discuss it and then figure out a way to make it work or not work.
Yeah.
And what's nice about this kind of multi-level process is kind of stealing a page from that book that you lent me.
Eli.
Yeah, the Book of Eli. Not that, but so like when Brandon and I write together, we just put all of the ideas out there and then we each do our own draft, and it's like I'll take out things that I may or may not like and add things I like, and then Brandon will do the same. We never have to confront one another about it. They're just, the jokes are there or they're not.
Yeah.
And then we film everything and it's either there or it's not. And then the editors even have a final, like, it's there or it's not. So then it's all done and it's like nobody ever had to say, hey, that's not funny.
Well, for the most part, we do play the roles we gave ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy and Brandon write it. Kurt and I really don't have much of a say. We'll read it over, and sometimes we'll like be like, hey, maybe continuity-wise this may not make sense or something. And when it comes to editing, of course, Billy and Brandon watch it before you put it out.
Yeah.
But really, Kurt and I are in charge of that process. Yeah. In doing, because Kurt and I both actually do video production for a living. This is our expertise.
Yeah, and I write movies for a living.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You've seen it. Just Say Yes.
Yeah, it's great. Working on the sequel.
So keeping ourselves to our roles, I think, helps a lot, too, because it helps get rid of that, if there were any ego situations.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you guys have a good rapport and play off of each other quite well, as we just heard. We are starting to run out of time, though, so I am going to do our wrap here, I guess, our stuff. So let's get a plug a little bit about where our listeners can find Billy and Brandon Watch Movies.
www.billyandbrandon.com. It's the best way to find us.
Yeah, there's nothing more vain than that.
Yeah.
And I do want to bring up Jared. I don't know if you've listened to it. I found it just like the past month or so when we were guests on the Crit Confirm episode.
I have not got to listen to it.
I guess they dropped it in August, and I had forgot some of the things because we talked about that it was going to be, can't remember, was it like Bobby and Brandon or something like that? BobbyandBrandon.com, but it actually went to a gay porn site, so you guys had to change the names. It's pretty good stuff in there, too, from another fellow podcast crew that does some good work. But yeah, awesome. Well, thank you guys for being on the episode. We spent the first half of it really going nowhere with any conversation, and then we did get some good interview type stuff in on the back half.
There's our narrator.
And it sounds like thank you. Oh, I like it when you're smart aleck, Aaron.
It's so sweet.
But anyway,
just excited that you didn't do radio resets.
Radio resets.
I have another kid already.
All right. Anyways. Anyways, so BillyandBrandon.com for the website. Of course, they're on Facebook and I assume Twitter also. I think you guys are on Twitter.
Yeah, we do that sometimes.
Like when we're filming.
Okay. So on the social medias, we'll put it that way. And then, of course, if you are listening to our podcast and you have questions for us or for them, you can always comment in our comments on the post, the Facebook link, wherever we share this. Definitely give us some feedback on this episode where we turned 21 and the crew in Indy over there were celebrating. I guess we're in the dry county or something. I don't know.
That sucks.
That's very
all unwell.
Yeah, that's the problem. Everybody's sick. And I got some House of Cards that I got to watch now that I got to remember. So
yeah, we can't be drinking while we're watching House of Cards because we'll be too drunk to pass out.
I'm going home and going to bed.
Speak for yourself on that. Of course, well, I'll also pull in the plug there, too, that, of course, Brandon, every other week you can check out his 007 Mission Files on Project Nerd as well as among other reviews. And then, of course, Jared is pumping out the comic reviews left and right for us, too. So if you want to hear more from them, not just their television or their YouTube series, excuse me, you can also read their opinions on movies and comics that are out and about. Exciting.
At project-nerd.com?
Yeah, project-nerd.com. Don't type out the hyphen. Just put it in there.
Dash.
I thought you lost your hymen.
Not yet.
We're working on it.
I was riding a bicycle when I was a little kid.
Oh, all right. Well, guys, we do appreciate it. Hopefully all the audio turns out good here. We'll see. We'll get a good test here in a bit. But, yeah, thanks for coming on the episode, pushing us into adulthood for season 4.
Glad to be the one.
There you go. You guys enjoy Indiana Comic Con and the few others, and hopefully we'll see you at Indie Pop Con or Gen Con this summer.
Cool.
Other than that, we'll be celebrating here just shortly. I think next week we'll have our Planet Comic Con prep episode that we do, and then we're off to the con season races. So
nice.
Yeah. I don't know if that was excitement from them or kind of, I don't know.
It was feigned excitement.
It always starts exciting, and then by the end, it's just
by the end, we're like, oh, gosh, guys, exhausting. Give
no
me a break.
Cons.
Yeah, all right.
If I have to see one more stupid Deadpool, I'm going to punch you in the face.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for episode 21. We'll catch you next week.